The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a maintenance supervisor for a commercial property, you've had to deal with everything from leaky faucets to flickering light bulbs. But nothing's worse than that ancient boiler that's lived in the building since the day it was built, 50 years ago. It's enough to make anyone lose their cool. That's where Grainger comes in. With industrial-grade products and dependable fast delivery, Grainger can help with any challenge, from worn-out components to everyday necessities. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman, old school. We are back in effect. Who to vote for, who to not vote for, or to cheer for. Crowbay says he can't stand Notre Dame and Texas. Dislikes Ryan Day, so he's got to go with Penn State if he had to pick. Like I said, it's whatever type of diarrhea you like. Action Jackson says, I would love to see Penn State beat Ohio State in the championship game. Scott Lincoln, touchdown Jesus. Ellison, Illinois says, process of elimination, I'm rooting for Ohio State. That's probably more of a Big Ten thing. Unknown Texter 1000, he's going for Notre Dame because that's where the Gipper is at, right?
Yep.
Yeah. 49-79, Ohio State. 82-53, Ohio State. Phil says, this is funny, says Texas is downright despicable.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
anything that has to be crybabies enough to get a gesture of horns down as a penalty, straight up fake gangsters who talk tough but are out and outright, you know what. Another Ohio State pick. So it's pretty much just Big Ten, which is cool. So we shall see. I like Doug with it was a mesothelioma. Says Penn State's old coordinator is cool and runs fun stuff, so he'll go for them. This is a funny one. 82-53. He said maybe all four will lose.
Yeah, and North Dakota State is not available.
Yeah, and you got some people in there with their true SEC hate, saying that they got to hang their hat on Texas, who just only been in there for a year. So it's interesting. And speaking of a year, you two. We're going to, you know, pivot to the NFL. Plethora of firings, both in the executive and obviously coaches. Antonio Pierce lasted a year. Obviously, Gerard Mayo, he didn't even really last a year. He was fired like three quarters way through the season. And with Mike Vrabel, you know, lingering, you think of the likes of Robert Saleh. Obviously, there's a issue with the Rooney Rule where the Patriots, the funny thing, I want your view on the Patriots, where I think they've been dominant for so long, even before that 20-year run, they were in a pretty good shape. They feel like they don't have to operate by the same rules. And the reason why I say that is because when you read here, the Rooney Rule is, you know, before you make a hire, you have to interview two minority candidates. Well, it was Pep Hamilton, who hasn't been coaching for like 2 years, but he does some stuff on TV, and he's great, but he hasn't been coaching for 2 years.
Well, here's with the Renegades.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying in the NFL.
Yeah.
And then Byron Leftwich, who has been out for a year. Now, granted, sometimes when you get your head coach is fired and you still have years on your contract, you kind of just, you know, just wait till you get the best opportunity. But they definitely weren't interviewing those two for a legitimate shot at the job. So essentially they feel like they don't have to do what everybody else is doing. I think it's an issue of the Rooney Rule. The bad part is you shouldn't have to have a rule to interview viable candidates, but then you have to have a rule to do it. I think it's just a disconnect between billionaires and reality of what the people, some of the minorities that they're going to interview, never were billionaires, will be billionaires. They can operate at their own way, and they know how to skate the rules. Nobody's going to hold them accountable. But I think the biggest thing is you're seeing is that you're really like the Raiders. They're going to be hired. They're going to be paying four coaches: John Gruden, Josh McDaniels, Antonio Pierce, and whoever they hire in next. So essentially, they're hiring guys for like 12 to 15 months. So it's letting me know that, like I always say, that there's only about 6 to 8 teams that are trying to win every year. It's usually about 6. Then you get 2 or 3 that kind of get it together for a couple year run. And so I think that the byproduct of the climate of the NFL, but then also it's a byproduct of you're starting to see some owners that don't really have a lot of football business acumen. And then also some of these execs that have kind of just there to kind of take place and do what they need to do are running to the end of their rope, and there's not anybody else to take the next level.
Yeah, I mean, I keep repeating it because it just holds value. That often it's the people who are making the decisions. If the people who are hiring the coaches, interviewing coaches, choosing out of all the resumes who they're going to actually interview, and then finally who they give the job to, if they're not competent, it doesn't matter who the coach is, because you're making bad decisions. And the reason for those bad decisions never change. It's ego. It's all about who do I want to hang out with? Who do I want to party with? Who do I want to be around? And that's not a football decision.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Patriots are a great example of that. You had the greatest coach of all time in Bill Belichick, and you had the greatest quarterback of all time, along with a plethora of Hall of Fame players, either by the byproduct of your winning, but they were actually really good players. Think like Richard Seymour, Vincent Wilfork, all those guys, Gronkowski, Edelman, all of these guys that came through there to help you, you know, go on that 20-year run. You've been able to kind of hide some of the things that are now coming to light. You know, I was reading here when you in some of our notes is like,
the NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
You start to see some of the things that the reports coming out of, there's not enough people in the building. And what that means is, just say at Houston, right? So if you walk in there, just say there's 100 people, and that's probably like the average. Some people might be 125, might be 110. But generally, there's 100 people that works in an NFL franchise. There's more. They said there's like a third of it at the Patriots. A third. So that lets you know, like, I don't know if you call it systematic.
Ego. You think you're good enough
to do it different.
To do it different than everybody else, and to do it to shortcut.
And if you're going to do it different than everybody else, you better be right.
Well, they had been right, but they haven't changed. But also, that's why you saw the sharp decline. And maybe that's part of the reason why they've dropped the ball on so many first-round picks. You got to think the big receiver from Arizona State ended up kind of being a quote-unquote bust. The Middle Tennessee guard that nobody – they had like third, fourth round, you picked him, where you thought like, you know what?
That second-round safety.
Second-round safety. All these guys, you know, the plethora of receivers, you know, the best receiver is the one that Bill O'Brien cussed out, Booty from LSU. He's like their leading receiver. You never thought he was going to make it. Well, now you think like, okay, well, they've gotten away from it so long because you've been so good at a couple key positions. Now you have to be good at all the other positions, and there's nobody there.
Well, they multitask and say that they can multitask because they would rather, they thought, well, I'll pay Jay Foreman more. So that he worked for me rather than work for somebody else. But the reality is you still need somebody to work with Jay. Well, you put all your resources in Jay. There's nobody to produce. There's nobody to produce. And it's like, well, Jay will learn how to produce. No, he won't.
And it's different when you have players that were self-starters that could produce. Like, you don't have to do much with Willie McGinnis. and Vrabel, and remember like Roosevelt Coleman. Remember they would pick up like a guy like Roman Pfeiffer and get 2 years.
They were students.
Well, yeah, but then you got Troy Brown. Remember Troy Brown was their special teams captain. Mm-hmm. He played defensive back for half of a season, and then also was like their third leading receiver. So I think they took that model to where you could get a Julian Edelman and be the punt returner, special teams guy, potentially a Hall of Fame receiver, especially in the playoffs. And then they took that to the, and it worked because it worked on the field. So you didn't have to do much. You didn't have to scout. Like when you had like the likes of Vince Wilfork that doesn't get talked about right now, like, and Matt Light, who's a phenomenal, like him, or like Neil, you know, and then they had this, the center, like Coppin. You, when you have those type of players for 6, 7, 8, 10 years, you're not scouting anybody.
Well, they
don't need a scouting department.
The advantage, they used to talk about the advantage. You mentioned Troy Brown. That if Brown's on the scout team and the special teams and offense, he's prepared. He's seeing the opponent's defense because he's impersonating it right throughout the course of the week. So he has to learn it. He has to learn how they line up. He has to learn how they react, right, in order to give a good look. And they figured out, well, gee, wait a minute. This is actually an advantage for us. But if you don't have Troy Brown talent and the ability
to, oh, yeah, because all those guys are gone. And right. So what happened was is you kind of masked things, and then when the bottom fell out, the bottom is like irreplaceable right now because the foundation didn't have any stability. And even though you have stability in like facing like a face of Robert Kraft, his son, very astute businessman, very good face of the league. They've grown the Patriot brand and all that. But inside that, you don't have anybody else. You don't know who is. I mean, here's where I knew that it was bad. And I don't know if Robert Kraft was trying to get Bill Belichick out of there. When you brought back Matt Patricia and Joe Judge, well, one was a special teams coach, ended up being a head coach. And then Matt Patricia always was a defensive. And you draft Mac Jones, and you're like, okay, you know what? Be an offensive coordinator. See, they tried to take that, oh, well, you're a defensive guy, so you should know offense. And you really ruined his career. You did. I mean, he went to the Pro Bowl, played decent the second year. Now he's a backup.
He's Trevor Lawrence's backup.
Right. And that also shows some callous there where even though we're drafting you in the first round, we don't really care.
Yeah.
And that could work. It could work when you have Tom Brady, the likes of Lawyer Malloy, Rodney Harrison, all those guys, right, where you're not just getting definitely above average player. So if you brought me there, I'm in the lines of like a Roman Pfeiffer, probably a little bit more productive of like that. Well, you're getting Rodney Harrison, a Hall of Famer, into there. So that will play special teams, will be on kickoff return, and then play defense. Well, now he's masking 3 or 4 positions. Mm-hmm. Well, if you can't do that all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and then when Troy Brown gets hurt, you now got to find 3 people to do what he normally does each week.
And they're not out there.
And they're just, they don't exist.
Yeah.
They don't exist. Like, wait a minute.
Well, then it's like Slater, too, where Slater could probably be a receiver, but he's your core spec, and he's been there for 15 years.
That's why he was the Pro Bowler all in years.
Right. So now I think what worked, now they're really battling uphill. And the fact that Vrabel isn't there yet, it also lets me know he sees it, too.
Yeah.
So. Anyways, we're going to take a quick break. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel. An official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. But with AI tools popping up everywhere, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at 1/3 of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. With over 15 years of experience building responsible, secure AI, Grammarly isn't just another AI communication assistant. It's how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. Designed to fit the needs of business, Grammarly is backed by a user-first privacy policy and industry-leading security credentials. This means you won't have to worry about the safety of your company information. Grammarly also emphasizes responsible AI, so your company can avoid harmful bias. See why 70,000 teams and 30 million people trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise. That's grammarly.com/enterprise. Grammarly, enterprise-ready AI.